Introduction to Metta Loving Kindness Practice. The word metta comes from the Pali word for friend, which has often been translated as unconditional friendliness, and most commonly as loving kindness. It is a form of meditation in that it allows the mind to focus on a phrase, a series of four phrases of blessing. It corrals the mind from its wildness. It stabilizes it and allows it to relax. It is also a form of mindfulness practice, bringing our thoughts and attention to this very moment and staying there. Metta has also been called a practice that opens the heart. In fact, my own teacher, Sylvia Boorstein, often describes it as the perfect meditation practice because it does all of the things that we hope meditation will do, as well as opens us up to love. It has been described as a practice that purifies the heart, which means that as we learn the practice, we become very aware of how perhaps we're not feeling lovingly kind or friendly to ourselves first and foremost, and then to others. It is a beautiful practice that has multiple benefits, as you will soon discover. A good place to begin our journey into metta is to look at a teaching that the Buddha offered about metta. It was a promise, actually, and what he said was that people who practice metta will receive certain benefits, 11 of them specifically, and I'd like to read that list for you. Would you listen to it with an open heart and take into it what stirs you? People who practice metta sleep peacefully, wake peacefully, dream peaceful dreams. People love them, angels love them. Angels will protect them. Poisons and weapons and fire won't harm them. Their faces are clear, their minds are serene. They die unconfused. And when they die, their rebirth is in heavenly realms. Now, I have recorded this in written form in your handouts for the retreat, because you may want to go back to that and read it to yourself a few more times. Each time, it might stir something in you. And what was stirred in you right now, the first time you heard it? Did you smile at any particular benefit? Did one inspire you? Of course, any number of feelings could have come up as you heard this. And I recommend that you recite the passages to yourself and see where they invite you. I remember the first time I heard this promise by the Buddha about metta. I wanted all of those things. But one of the things that really struck me was my face being clear and my mind being serene. Because when I found metta was at a time when I was seriously health challenged and I had a tremendous amount of fear and worry, so I can only imagine my brow was furrowed, scrunched up in worry, and I certainly was not feeling serene. And so metta appealed to me, because I did want to feel more peaceful in that moment, in my life in general, and that's what first drew me to metta. Amazingly, repeating the four phrases of blessing did calm me. I felt better within moments. In days, I felt remarkably better and calm. I could feel metta changing me from the inside out, and beginning to deliver the promises that the Buddha made. As of this recording, it has now been 5 years since I began a personal metta practice, and it has transformed my life, especially in terms of things like anxiety and worry, fear, and strong emotions as well. I will hope that after you learn this practice this weekend, and if you already know this practice, that you will deepen with it, that metta will serve you well in the same way. Metta does work because it allows the mind to focus on one thing at a time, a phrase, a form of concentration, and this calms the mind. It focuses our attention on the benefits that can be given through metta. Thoughts of goodwill incline the mind toward wellness and benevolence, inclining the mind more and more towards kindness, friendliness for everyone. As I understand it, there's a unique story about the origin of metta practice. As the story goes, it was taught by the Buddha himself to his monks, who were often sent out into jungles, on the highways, which at the time were not necessarily safe places to be. He sent them out to teach and to share the Dharma. And especially after spending time in jungles with dangerous creatures or robbers along the highway, they came back and told him of their fears of being alone, of being in danger. And so the Buddha created this practice, 4 lines, 4 phrases of blessing that would stabilize and calm their minds and keep their hearts open to themselves and others as they progressed in their ministry. When I first heard this story, I loved it because I thought, we are very much like those monks, aren't we? There are dangers, there are situations and people all around that potentially upset or frighten us. We are not unlike those monks who went into the jungles. In fact, life itself can sometimes feel like a jungle. And so we can take this promise seriously and know that with practice, our mind will be at ease, we will feel more happy, safe, strong, and comfortable in our lives, as the phrases promise, if we engage in the practice. Metta practice invites us to be proactive about our own welfare. Metta practice strengthens and fortifies us for the journey of life. I invite you now to locate the card that came with your packet that contains the 4 phrases. Put that in front of you, get comfortable for meditation, stop the recording, and begin the next recording. We will do our first session of metta together. Onward and inward into love we go.